This is Jay and Dave.
G'day, everyone. Welcome to the Daily Podcast for show number 2,942.
Big show, big podcast. Boy, did people go off their rocker about that email from Kelsey in Cannonvale.
Yeah, saying that the larger SUVs and the utes should be banned from the CBD of Mackay and Airlie Beach. It had everyone up in arms. It had us up in arms as well.
I was not impressed with it. But look, everyone's entitled to their own opinion.
Yeah, of course.
And just because we don't agree with hers doesn't mean that she's wrong. But I just don't see that her opinion of getting rid of and banning big SUVs, trucks and utes out of the CBD of Mackay and Airlie Beach is something that's going to work, because we're trying to get people back into the CBD. You don't want to push people away.
Absolutely, yeah. The midweek Wathas were pretty good about the election as well. Different types of elections.
Yep.
I had no idea about one of those.
You'll find out what they are very soon.
And also Nitso from Weather IQ joined us, because apparently there's some wet weather, more of it on the way. It seems like it's been a lot of rain for this wet season.
It just seems like it's a wet season.
You got that in one. It's not just one wet, it's three wets.
If you missed it, here it is on today's podcast. Been lots of rain around Mackay with Sundays. I just feel like it hasn't bloody ended. But now I've seen a couple of news stories that there's maybe three systems that are brewing. The monsoon is apparently about to fire. Nitso from Weather IQ is joining us this morning.
Yeah, mate. Please tell us that we're going to start slowing down on the rain instead.
Now, boys, before we get going, I hear this from Mackay folks all season so far. You know, so I did some study. 14 extra days of rain.
Well, that'll be a first.
Season.
He did some study, everybody. Can we give him a round of applause? Hang on, there we go. Sorry, continue.
My uni lecturers would be proud of me. 14 extra days of rain this season. So, yeah, it has felt like it's been never-ending rainfall. But we've actually seen less rain than an average wet season so far around Mackay. About 60 millimetres, or between 50 and 100 around the Mackay area, less than what we normally see in an average wet season.
I'm calling BS on that one. Sorry. Did you carry the one in your mathematics or what?
Yeah, maths was the tricky part of my degree.
This is where you fell over.
Well, basically, we've seen a lot of rain days, so a lot of annoying rain days, but not much rain in each one of those rain days. So it has felt like the rain has been never-ending, but we're not actually getting as much of those high-end rain days. You know those ones where we're flooding out for a couple of days?
Yeah.
We're not getting any of those this season. So it has felt certainly like it hasn't stopped raining, but, not as much rain per day.
Is this a wetter wet season than last year, or are you saying last year's was wetter? Because I felt like last year was nothing compared to this year.
Yeah, but see, last year you ended up getting some really big days, and those you only need a couple of those to make your wet season, you understand? So this year we've had a lot of days where we've had 10 mils, 5 mils, 40 mils, 30 mils, and eventually it's sort of adding up, getting closer to average. But last year we had a couple of big 200, 300 millimetre days, and you know, you could spend a whole month of rain days at 10, 20, 30 mils a day before you catch up to those two big rain days that you might have had last year. That's how it sort of works. So definitely been rainier, but not as much rain per day. And so average, the totals haven't been quite up to scratch yet.
So that does make sense. Like if you're having like a couple of days of really heavy rainfall and a lot of it compared to stretched out rainfall over a certain amount of time.
I just want one day so I can actually go out and mow the lawn.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Is this going to get even wetter? Because I saw something about the monsoon firing, and they're looking at, one news story had three potential lows, one in the Coral Sea, one around Northern Territory, one out near WA somewhere.
Look, we've got lows everywhere. So the first one's going to be just off Mackay today. It's going to be about 400 k's off the coast of Mackay today. We're going to see that one probably stall just that around there. And we'll get a few showers. Most of those are going to be offshore. We're going to continue with the gusty winds for a couple of days. There's another low that's developing up near Thursday Island, Bamagawe, and that's going to push out towards the southeast into the Coral Sea. Don't worry about that one. That one may develop further, but it doesn't matter because it's not going to affect any of us. Then there's another one that's about to hit Darwin. That one's going to come in into the Gulf, and then it's going to move south through the Gulf and then possibly back to the Northern Territory. That's the one that might start to bring in a fair bit of moisture into the North Tropical Coast, the Herbert Burdekin and the Mackay with Sundays. That's the one that might start to give us a bit of rain next week. But there's a lot of, you know, with those Gulf systems, they're pretty erratic buggers, so we don't really know a week ahead of time what they're going to do. But we're pretty confident south and then back to the Northern Territory. And with that, it'll open up a bit of an easterly flow onto the coast, which will drive a fair few showers onto the Mackay with Sundays region. But listen, we're not looking at anything big like, you know, 200-300 millimetre days coming up anytime soon with that rainfall. We're just talking more of this stuff that we've had this season, right? A lot of showery days coming up and that sort of thing. But that's what we're looking for. There's another low also in Western Australia. It's not going to affect us, but it might become a cyclone in a couple of days and just sort of muck around off the coast there.
You've been busy this season, haven't you? You've been busy.
Yeah. This was a dry, wet season and a slack, wet season. I'm going to enjoy my trip to Greece this year.
Very quickly, next year, we're looking at the markers are out already. Is it going to be a drier, wet season, wet season next year? What are we looking at?
Look, our models at this early stage are pretty ordinary when it comes to looping further ahead, but it does look as though the El Nino is breaking down, and then it also looks like we might be heading into the opposite end, which is the La Nina, which is what we've had for the last 3 years before that. They're the sort of years that give you those 200-400 mils in a day over a couple of day type rainfall rates, right? The El Nino tends to do this. It gives us sort of drier weather but lots of potential for showery days. The La Nina is where the serious rain happens, and that does look like it could be coming back next year, but it's still a bit early to speculate too much.
Right. I hope you haven't gotten that information off the bomb, otherwise it's going to be on the opposite, the complete opposite.
The driest wet season ever. All the info, weather, IQ. Nitso, as always, thanks for joining us, mate. Appreciate your time this morning. And the Outlander models. If it's oversized, forget it, though. that's according to Kelsey in Cannonvale, who legit sent us an email 2 days ago, which reads,
Hi, Jane Dave. Can I vent my frustration? I work in the CBD of Airlie Beach, and the amount of oversized SUVs and utes that clog up the main street is ridiculous. How do your listeners feel about a ban on these vehicles? They take up a big space and hard to navigate around. If not banned, then definitely a bigger parking fee for the drivers if in paid parking. I think this would be a good solution for Airlie and Mackay CBDs. Kelsey and Cannavale, I think we've just lost her as a listener.
Oh, well.
To be honest with you.
But look, when she says ban, is she saying ban the cars or ban them from parking in the CBD?
I think it's more banning them from the CBD.
But like I said before, if you do that, there goes people coming in. We're already struggling to get people into our city centres.
Oh, yeah.
How are you going to try and navigate through that if you're banning cars?
Well, that's true. Ridiculous. There's no rail lines into the CBDs. But there's buses, but they're a bit infrequent.
There may be people out there who have the same opinion as Kelsey. We'll go to Nadine this morning, St Helens Beach. G'day, Nadine.
Hey, how you going, Jake?
Yeah, good. Do you agree with this, disagree with this? Your thoughts?
Well, if you take all the four-wheel drives and the big cars and the utes out of the CBD, there's not going to be anyone in there because even if you go to Airlie, the majority of the cars in Airlie are four-wheel drive or ute.
100%.
Or even vans, work vans. So,
but not only that, it's they're the vehicles of choice for Australia.
Of course.
Well, yeah. Look at our road.
Well, we used to have a ute years ago. Never used it to ute stuff, but we had it because it looked good. So I feel like we all choose those cars because they're sexy. That's what it is.
You didn't do any ute stuff.
No, we didn't ute stuff at all. Thank you, Nadine. 133353. We'll go to
Janine in Serena. Your thoughts.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good.
Good. No, we shouldn't ban them. The council just needs to get their act together and make the parking spaces larger.
So you all agree
because
with that.
I read a survey not so long ago on Google that Mackay actually had the highest rating of four-wheel drives in the whole of Queensland, believe it or not.
And I've heard that same thing as well, but it's not just our local council. It's all councils across the country who probably do need to look at making those car spaces bigger because those vehicles now, they are getting bigger and bigger. So I think you're absolutely right.
And they just want to squeeze more cars into the city centre, and that's why they shorten them up.
That's exactly right. But in Serena, if you go to Woolworths and you've got four-wheel drives parked either side of the parking spot, you actually have a hard time backing out.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
And it's even the disability car parking spaces that are not as big as what they should really be.
We should, you know, I think you're right. Well, like looking at a space where you could park those vehicles or making those spaces bigger would be, to say to ban those vehicles from going into a city centre is ridiculous.
Yeah, good on you, Janine. Thank you. Right in North Mackay, I'm pretty sure you're going down the same track here, aren't you?
No, I'm not banning, but we need to ban calling them trucks because they're not bloody trucks.
No, they're not. They're SUVs or utes.
I think it's more of a compensation thing.
What do you drive, Rod?
Hey, mate, look, and all these people, half those people who drive those things are probably rave on about the environment, yet they're driving full drives that 90% of them probably don't even see off-road. So what's the point?
Yeah, I'm one of those people. Yeah. I've got an SUV. I've never used it for off-roading at all.
Yeah, but you've got a small SUV. Yeah, that's the thing.
It's not a massive one. But right, thank you, Rod.
Amanda in Rural View, are you driving a ute at the moment?
Not at the moment, but I do have a Prado.
Okay. So, your Prado. So, if what's this woman's name again? Kelsey. What Kelsey says to get rid of or ban those vehicles from, you know, shopping and CBDs and that kind of thing, which is ridiculous, your thoughts on that? How would that affect you?
Well, I wouldn't be going in, which then I'm not spending money in the CBD and then shops are missing out.
Correct.
Okay. It's got nothing to do with the size of the car. It's the parks. The councils need to resize parks because obviously vehicles are getting bigger because we need them for the roads and rural living. So they need to make sure they have larger parks for larger cars.
Also, not just councils, but I think local businesses as well on private property. So if you've got people coming into your private property and outside of the council jurisdiction, they should be widened as well. So then you can include more customers into those shops or those locations.
Yeah, that's correct. Like everyone that, you know, designs all these building spaces and that sort of thing in the car parks, they're not designing the car parks well enough.
Yeah, true.
This could be a very good marketing ploy for a business, just to widen up those spaces a little bit for everyone.
It's like growing with the times. You know, there was talk a few years ago where they were saying airlines are going to try and extend their the seats a little wider and the seat belts a little longer because as we do have an issue with people being overweight. So they were saying this is how one way we can combat that. I mean, just go with me here for a second. You have to adapt to the audience or the clientele that you've got.
Yeah.
So if you've got more people in this country and in Queensland buying bigger cars, then you would have to look at bigger car spaces, right?
So humans are getting fatter, so too are the cars. Is that what you're trying to say?
Probably. Let us know on our Facebook page, Triple M Mackay with Sundays. Very vocal on our social media this morning about that email. You can read it in its entirety. Kelsey, I don't agree with you, but thank you for your email, jandave@triplem.com.au.
Okay, it's a boring subject, but I'm sure you've found some curlers.
All right, here we go.
What?
Because we all have to go to the polls if we haven't already done so.
Yeah.
This Saturday. Now, the 2024 local government elections include mayors for councillors in each of the Queensland states and towns, right?
Yeah.
How many mayors do you think there are in Queensland?
Oh, that's a good question. I'd say around about 30 odd.
Next. No.
More?
Yep.
40.
Higher. If this was a Price is Right game, you'd be sucking right now.
70.
77 mayors in Queensland.
Really?
There you go. I don't know if that includes deputy mayors.
What?
But 77 is what I just found about 3 minutes of the song that I had to do some stats.
That's amazing.
There's 600 councillors across Queensland as well.
Jeez, it seems like a lot, doesn't it?
600?
Yeah, I know.
It's a huge amount.
Yeah.
It's a lot of pieces of paper to print off for you to vote on.
What?
Over 18s heading to the polls this week.
Yeah.
There is 3,314,437.
You've done your research very quickly today, haven't you?
Yeah.
Wow.
I just found anything I could find on the electoral roll website.
3 million. Is that how many over 18s are in Queensland?
Yeah, well, to vote, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, you've got a few people that haven't registered yet, have you?
I feel like 3 million is a lot.
Well, it's the whole state.
Yeah.
I would have actually said it's probably a little bit more. Well, it feels like more anyway.
Well, that's any adult over the age of 18 who is able to vote. And yeah. Keeping in mind, there would be people in who aren't able to vote because they're not citizens.
Oh, is that what that means? I've never actually understood that.
Well, you've got to be registered. You have to be a citizen, well, citizen to vote.
Well, of course, yeah.
So there you go. Over 3 million of us over 18. All right.
What? Now,
we had this a few years ago with Mayor Deirdre Comerford.
Yeah.
Or then Mayor Deirdre mm-hmm. Comerford. Of course, any female mayor.
Yeah. Like Julie Hall.
Julie Hall on the Whitsundays, and then yeah. Julie Boyd also.
Yes.
If the mayor is male, it's entirely up to the mayor who he calls his mayoress, right? But
yeah.
If the mayor is a female and married.
Yeah.
Now, we spoke about this a few years ago. She may decide to call her husband the mayor's consort.
It just sounds sordid, doesn't it?
Isn't that what the queen is? The queen consort?
I think so, yeah.
Is it the same thing?
I think we called him the Guardian, didn't we?
Yeah, we came up with these yeah. names, the Guardian. Way back when.
Consort.
Yeah, consort. So, yeah, if the mayor is male, it's entirely up to the mayor who he calls his mayoress.
Yeah.
His wife, his daughter, or a female friend. If the mayor is a female and married, yeah, she can decide that the husband will accompany her on official business and then he would be referred to as a mayor's consort. So there you go.
It's really weird, the so names weird. That you give people, isn't it?
We need to find a real name for those men.
Yeah.
Those men of female mayors.
What?
That's all I found.
That's a good one. I'm still surprised by the amount of, like, 3 million... people that can vote.
Over 18.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it would be a little bit more than that in Queensland, but, you know, there you go.
Don't fight with the stats, Dave. Google is never wrong. Google is never... I only found it literally 2 seconds ago. It's Triple J.